Hello?
Is anyone there?
I think they're here.
Cool. Let's begin.
Welcome to the first episode of Casa Earth. This podcast is something you've been asking us for a long time now, and we have finally taken the step of creating it to share not only our eco-conscious life with you, but also our thoughts, our struggles, our doubts, fears, achievements, and transformations without the censorship of social media. I think you already know what we mean.
Here, we don't believe in filters. At Casa Earth, we're offering a direct door to our hearts with the objective of pushing you a little towards the edge of discomfort where you can expand your mind and your soul and finally get to break all those generational taboos.
Are you ready?
Well, here we go.
If you follow us on social media, you may already know that we embarked on a tremendous transformative journey. We left the Miami city life and moved to a small and very quiet town in Mexico.
A massive lifestyle change. Today, we want to talk about what really pushed us to make this decision, which our families and friends still label as a little crazy, a little scary. We have received comments of all kinds.
Comments such as, how are you going to leave the comfort of Miami for a town? What are you going to eat in that town, especially because we're vegan?
And are you going to sacrifice the luxury and safety of Miami for the uncertainty of a small town in Mexico?
We've honestly heard it all. Yet, here we are. We took the leap of faith. We pushed all boundaries. I think this was very scary for both of us, we have to be honest. We sat down, Santiago and I, or your host, by the way. So sorry if this is coming a bit raw, but that's how we chose to do it. This is Valeria talking. I have Santiago right here next to me, my husband.
Hola.
If you don't follow us on social media, please be sure to do so because we get to share our everyday there with you. But right now, we've been living here for a month now, babe.
It's been a month. It feels like some sort of quantum void where time, in a way, has stood still for a while. Like some days feel like years, and somehow we managed to accomplish a lot of things. But perhaps it also has to do with the fact that with this lifestyle change, our routines have also changed a lot.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Now we're going to bed very early and waking up very early.
And I think that's what we want to share with you guys today, the meaning of change. We know that change can be very scary. Both of our stories involved a lot of transformations throughout our lives. In my case, from private banker to becoming a eco-conscious content creator and entrepreneur. And every step that I've taken outside of my comfort zone came with a lot of brainstorming, anxiety a little bit too, because of course you're trying something new, and a fear of the unknown, fear of that ambiguity. But if there's something that I've learned throughout these years is that change can be very good. It can be healing. It can be powerful and magical. And I think that's what guided us to make this decision to leave the life I've called home for the past 15 years in Miami and move to this beautiful town in Mexico. Something that we also want to share with you is what Santiago was mentioning right now. One of the first things that we saw here was how the energy of this place and also the fact that we're completely surrounded by nature. We wake up to birds chirping instead of alarm clocks.
Birds including roosters, yes. Very loud roosters who have become our morning alarm.
But at 6 in the morning.
I'm not complaining. I think it's great. Honestly, it's so much better than waking up to some robotic voice or some weird xylophone.
Or construction noise like we were experiencing back home.
Yeah, definitely. You learn to appreciate silence in a small town like this. And you also learn to fall in love with the organic sounds. There's nothing beautiful about it. A mechanical hydraulic tool banging against concrete. Even worse if that concrete wall happens to be your bedroom wall. And I think that's what we were experiencing, especially the past 6 months or so. Yeah. Construction, not just in our building in particular, but also
Miami as a whole.
Around the city.
Yeah, Miami grew tremendously during the pandemic. I'm sure if you kept up with the news, you could see what's happening and the inflation that we were experiencing. But with that came a lot of people, new people in Miami, new incredible humans, but just a lot of construction everywhere. And it got to be very overwhelming. Traffic was also overwhelming. But I think one of the things that pushed us to make this decision was one night that Santiago and I sat down and started analyzing our lives and realizing, especially our mental health and our spiritual health. I think we did like a mental and spiritual health check. And I realized that the fast pace that we both were living and leading in our lives was slowly destroying our physical, spiritual, and mental health. And that happened to me. Again, if you follow me on social media, you probably saw that story that I shared where I started experiencing TMJ, which is a very sharp pain in your jaw. And that pain with migraines and just cloudy vision led to electrical shocks to half of my face that took me to the ER because I couldn't handle the pain. And after seeing a doctor, ER, a neurologist, and all of them recommending painkillers and telling me that I would have to pretty much live taking pills for the rest of my life, we decided to embark on this healing journey. And that journey led us to Mexico last year, to the same town. And there I started looking for alternative therapies. And all of them guided me to understand that the alerts that my body was giving me were related to the levels of anxiety and stress in my life. And that's when I knew that I had to do something about it. And part of that was reducing the speed of my life, choosing a slower living instead of the fast trail towards a successful career or anything that I wanted to achieve in life.
Yeah, in a place like this that is so bucolic and natural and verdant, blossoming, flourishing. I can keep on with all the synonyms.
Because we're honestly, explain the scenario. We're looking at nature right now.
Beautiful,
we're recording this.
Beautiful nature all around us.
Yeah.
Jacaranda trees.
Mango trees, guayaba trees. What else have
Lots
we got?
Lots of bougainvilleas, some palms. It's very varied. Also cacti, some agave cacti, some Mexican San Pedro cacti. All natural plants that are very particular to this area. And then after a month, this is connecting back to my original idea of how do you define success? Mm-hmm. Have I been working at the same rhythm I was working while I was in Miami or New York or Berlin or London or one of the other 12 cities that I lived in? No, I'm not working at that pace. I'm not working at that speed because I feel successful in being able to walk around nature, check on trees, talk to plants, see how my seedlings have been growing, how the fruit pits that I planted in a small corner in the middle of nowhere in the garden is now shooting up and maybe showing its first leaf.
Yeah.
And that to me is success, being able to really
live life.
Enjoy the minutiae, the details, the small but gigantic invisibility that escapes our eyes in that fast-paced life. You know, being able to look at a leaf for 20, 40 minutes uninterrupted.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a life-changing experience.
And also I think this entire concept revolves around the idea of asking yourself if you're merely existing and getting lost in daily habits and just acting as kind of like a robot. You're doing everything without being mindful or present in that moment. Or if you're actually living and enjoying life. And to me, that's one of the motivations that fueled my decision and our decision to move here. But also because we realize the importance of location when it comes to your well-being, the people you surround yourself with, the actions that you take every day, the city life. And for us, Miami just wasn't aligned with our frequency anymore. And you can, Santiago is here lighting his delicious joint. But for me, that's just, it wasn't the life that I wanted. I was working way too hard. I was working from the moment that I opened my eyes to the moment that I closed them. That's something that people don't realize. Content creators, we don't stop. We're constantly creating content for all of our platforms. And I think that was the hardest part for me too, realizing and trying to differentiate what was me creating content in my life, or like enjoying a moment in my life just to share it on social media, and what was me actually being present in that moment. And just that pattern of going to bed at 4 a.m. almost every night and waking up super late, 9, 10 a.m. was what started pushing me towards a kind of, I've experienced this many times in my life, but depression. And I stopped connecting with my surroundings. I stopped enjoying work, something that I'm very passionate about and love is creating and focusing on sustainability. But at that moment, I just couldn't connect with it anymore. And that's when I realized that I had to do something for myself, not for everyone around me or for my platforms, but just a change that involved my personal growth, my spiritual and my mental growth.
Spiritual and mental growth is rarely linked to money.
Yeah.
Is what I've found. You know, you hear stories about famed politicians, scientists, artists, celebrities who have all the recognition in the world. Millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars in some case, but still struggling with mental demons, just like the poorest of people. You know, the insecurities are there, the lack of self-esteem is there. And I'm not talking about this from, you know, a very personal perspective, but through facts. We hear of celebrities, you know, going down very horrible dark holes where they become substance abusers, where they have to deal with medicine overdoses, where they end up committing suicide. And that is something that I remember growing up with, this idea that some of my idols would one day appear dead by suicide. It's a decision that, you know, has a component of independency and of respecting, you know, personal ethics, but it's an action that leaves a lot of people very, very hurt, people around you. So this idea of having it all and not being happy kind of resounded in my head from a very young age. And I think I've always strived, considering that, you know, I'm a very privileged person because the universe for some reason has made it somewhat easy for me if you compare it to other people in my age, my demographic, my background, etc. But I've always made sure that money wasn't really that driver in my life. Of course, we need money like everyone else because as of now, that is a currency that we can all agree on to make certain exchanges. But it was never what defined me or the people around me, I feel. And sometimes I struggled. you know, stepping away from that bubble I grew up in, from that, that privilege in many different ways. Just being bilingual is a privilege in this world, you know? So I started looking for other things that would make me happy and would bring me fulfillment. And the more time I spend in nature, the more I realize that nature really charges my battery and offers me a different perspective on life and success and happiness.
I think that has to do a lot with how we were raised, especially in the Latin community. We're Latinos. And that was a pressure that I faced a lot too, the way that I was educated, school, my family, society, to see careers. I mean, I used to be a private banker, and that was a career that I was taught to pursue, and working crazy hours from, I don't know, 8 a.m. all the way until dark, you wouldn't get to see the sunlight. You wouldn't get to enjoy a walk outside under the sun. And for me at that time, everything that resonated with me was working hard, climbing the ladder, the status, the paycheck, the bonus, the house, the car, and dressing up to kind of show off someone that I wasn't. And it wasn't my real me. And I felt that I had so many layers on top that I needed to start peeling in order for people to discover who I truly was. And I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. Even if you look at a picture from me, 8 years ago when I started making this transition, I quit banking 8 years ago and started focusing on sustainability and sharing everything on my platforms. But if you look at a picture of me 8 years ago and one now, even the way I looked was completely different, because not only did my eyes look tired and I look kind of lost and confused. And in every picture, now that I see them, I don't recognize the person that I see in that picture. And even my hair was blonde, and my skin was very pale because I didn't like being under the sun. And now being under the sun is something that I love and I enjoy, and one of the reasons why we moved here. So I'm super tanned, went back to my natural hair color and started connecting with my own skin and my own body and feeling comfortable in it and in my roots where I come from. And it's been very healing. I mean, and that's something that I think I share with Santiago a lot, and something that united us tremendously was the fact that even though we both came from privilege and privileged families, we also both faced and struggled with depression. And I went through depression when I was a banker 8 years ago, and then I faced it again when I kind of lost my way as a content creator because I was working way too hard. And again, trying to fill those shoes that society keeps telling us. You need to work hard, you need to have more, you need to buy more. And in the end, you realize how empty your soul is. And that's, I think, the first step towards realizing that you need to change, and you need to embrace change with arms wide open.
I'm going to have to take a bathroom break. That's how organic this podcast is supposed to be. We should be able to talk about this. But before I go on my bathroom break and I leave you with my wonderful wife, Valeria, I wanted to share a little bit about my career, my background, because I was very fortunate that I never really hated my job. I hated maybe the atmosphere, the environment of certain places I worked at. But I was always very happy to be able to perform as a journalist, to travel the world and shoot documentaries or interview people or take pictures and just be able to interact with different cultures and different mindsets, different backgrounds, and finding commonalities, which in most cases were very essential. You know, like, we all have the capacity to feel love and to feel pain. Regardless of our religion, regardless of our social status, regardless of our gender, like we have these commonalities that unite us as a species, as a group of primates who have evolved to consider ethics and morals and just the balance of emotions that we've managed to condense, channel, or catapult towards. In most cases, the progress of humanity, in some cases, the progress of individuals. But this is to say that besides being a journalist, I studied political science. So I've always managed to merge both, at least in my way of thinking. That's one of the roosters.
I don't know if you can hear it. I'm just laughing right here.
It's organic. We basically live in the mountainside.
Yeah, so you'll hear a lot of roosters or birds chirping around us.
So what I was saying is that when I managed to combine political science with journalism, I realized that travel was an essential part of what brought me happiness, because it put me in positions of vulnerability in places where, you know, I didn't know the language, or places that were completely new to me, or places where I was traveling by myself. And I always felt that through that discomfort, there was a lessening of the ego, because you really have to find those essential points: love, happiness, friendship, a smile, a bow. You know, just being humble and considering those common points with another person in order to get out of it. You know, sometimes critically, you know, if you feel you're in danger, or if you're dealing with an accident, like those ways of communicating that come from the heart and from expressions are going to make your way easier, but also to get out of that comfort zone that can be very, very blinding. You know, the comfort zone is a weird concept, because it makes you think of, oh, you're comfortable. Like, if you're comfortable, why wouldn't you want to leave a place of respite, a place where you can feel rested and secure? Well, the thing is, in order to grow, and you see it with every seed, you have to crack yourself open. Mm-hmm. You have to push through adversity, through, you know, hard soil, hard experiences, and then make your way wiggling in and out of that situation until you find light, until you find nurture in the way of, you know, plants, fellow companion crop plants, or pollinators, or simply put, water. And speaking of water, I'm still going to take my bathroom break, so I'll be back.
Dale, amor. And something that Santiago was saying that resonated with me was how a seed cracks open. And that is kind of like a mantra that I repeated to myself for so many years. I felt that my heart and my soul had been broken in many ways. And I just kept reminding myself that it was okay, and that I just had to let light in through those cracks. So I focused on that. We all have pain. We all carry tremendous fear or anxiety and even darkness. I had a lot of darkness in some corners of my soul that I had to deal with. But instead of running away from them or trying to numb them, I embraced myself fully, and I started focusing on that light in through every single one of my cracks. And I think that was part of my mantra and part of my healing. And now that I have you guys here, something that I would recommend for everyone is a spiritual health check. So whenever you get a moment, and I know that this sounds funny and silly. I remember the first time I did this, I just kept repeating, seriously, Valeria, like, what are you doing here? But it does work, and it does give you answers. And it's just this idea of having an honest conversation with yourself in a quiet room with no one around you so that you can rise above society's noise, all that noise, social media noise, TV news. Just turn everything off, turn your phone off when you get a moment, and place your right hand on your heart, left hand on your stomach, and feel your breath, deep inhales and exhales. And start asking yourself how you feel in that moment, how you feel with life. If you're living your most transparent life, if you've connected with your passions, if you're actually following your dreams, or if you're living someone else's life, which is what I feel happened to me. And just begin talking to yourself. The moment that I actually dared to have a conversation with myself, I discovered so many things about me, about my inner voice, about my creativity, about the things that I wanted to achieve in life, and the woman that I wanted to become, because in a way I was kind of lost. So this short meditation and breath work, I do it every time where I feel I'm very anxious, whenever I feel that my heart is beating way too fast, or my thoughts can't seem to stop and they're clouding my mind. I just sit down and start focusing on my breath, very deep breaths, and asking myself those questions. Listening to what I'm feeling instead of trying to silence it. I let it be and I ask, how do I feel today? Where is this pain coming from? Where is this anxiety coming from? And just by letting your body be and by letting yourself be, you start finding all those answers, and it's very powerful. Santiago is back, by the way. Back. He's right here with me.
How long was I gone?
Probably like 3 minutes, babe.
Wow, that felt really good.
But yeah.
That was the sound of me cracking a beer open.
It's very warm in Mexico right now. I can't even, and we're outside in the garden. That's why you're listening to nature alive. But
some sound effects. Well, if any of you follow me on social media, you'd probably be a little surprised with me cracking open a can of beer, because for 2 years, almost 2 years, I stopped drinking. Yeah. I gave myself a break. Just because I like to set boundaries with everything I do. Just like the way I take tolerance breaks with cannabis when I feel I need a rest. I also do it with alcohol. I did it, of course, with meat, although I'm pretty sure I'm not going to go back to eating meat ever again. mark my words. but yeah, salud.
This is he's very having his chelita and I'm drinking my organic coffee, cafecito. But we are about to hit 30 minutes. So we have an alarm here just to remind us, because we love to talk about all these subjects and share them with you, especially when they're this emotional. But to keep it short, we've established... Actually, we have three questions, right, that we want to ask each other. Santiago doesn't know these three questions, so he's going to be a bit surprised. But these are questions that are going to give you a sneak peek of our next episode, which is going to be one per week. So you'll have to wait for a few days, but please stay tuned. And we're going to start with our questions now. Fire questions, babe. So it's two words max.
Okay.
The first one. What scared you the most about moving in with me in the middle of a pandemic?
What scared me the most? I don't know. I guess thinking that we weren't really going to click. Like, I had very high hopes for this to work. You know, it was already...
Two words.
Okay. Yeah, I get really enthralled, captivated by our love story. But yeah. That's definitely for another episode.
That's our next episode. We're going to share our love story with you guys, which is a bit out of the ordinary. It's very romantic, and it's that pandemic love story, but we'll share it. We'll keep all the beautiful details for next episode. Second question. What was your first impression when I picked you up from the airport? And by the way, that was our second date, but when I picked you up from the airport, what did you feel?
I felt, well, you were late again. And this you will know when you hear the next episode, but there's a thing with Valeria and time.
We're not friends, time and I, honestly. I don't get time until today.
But no, I think one of the first impressions was you were more petite than I remembered.
He's very tall, so it's not my fault. How tall are you, babe?
I'm 6'3" and yeah, probably like 200 pounds.
5'6"? Like, I don't even know. So he's really tall. That's not my fault. And the third question. Get up dancing in the morning or in a bad mood?
Get up dancing in the morning is the ideal state of mind, but somehow I end up always waking up in a bad mood. I think it's a caffeine withdrawal.
But I think that that's the beauty about our relationship. We have many things in common, like the fact that we're both vegan and into sustainable living and very passionate about protecting nature and animals. But at the same time, we're very, very different in our personalities. So we'll be sharing that in our next episode too. And your questions, babe.
My questions. What is your favorite drug?
Coffee is a drug. If you've had coffee withdrawals, you know what I'm talking about. But yes, I've given up a lot of things in my life. Cafecito is not one of them. Make it sustainable and organic, please. Rainforest Alliance certified. But yeah, coffee.
Second question is, if God doesn't exist, then what exists?
Energy. I'm a big believer in energy. Born and raised Catholic, but I connect with something above us. I call it Mother Nature.
And finally, how do you know you love me?
Because we're still together and growing together. And I know we've gone through so much, and we'll be sharing that in the third episode, the second episode too. But I feel that we've grown together and not apart. And that's what makes me love you more every day.
Good one.
Yeah.
You just got some wife points.
Oh yeah, we got married, for those that don't know our story. So after 2 years? No, it's gonna be 2 years in April this month. 2 years that we've been together, but we got married last December. Beautiful ceremony. We'll share probably more details in YouTube. I promise that I haven't done it yet. I'm so sorry, but it's been a lot of changes happening in our lives. But that's it for tonight, for now, not even tonight, it's afternoon. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to share more with you. We're going to try to keep it short so everyone can tune in. And
see you soon.
See you in the next episode of Casa Earth. If you want to follow us on social media, it's Water Through Skin, Sir Tarditi.
S.R. Tarditi.
S.R. Tarditi and Casa.Earth. Sending a big hug filled with so much light from Mexico and all this, the symphony of nature, your way.
Peace.
Bye-bye.